It's time for Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Brought to you by the Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Anna Maria.
And Brian Clement, Hippocrates Wellness. It's so good. Here we are listening to you from all over the planet Earth. You're sending love, you're sending vibes here into the studio. And we have a wonderful guest, as always, to open up your hearts and mind and let you know what to look out for, not to give you more fear, more burdens. You know, some of this can be overwhelming to us, but you have to be aware so that you know why your life is what it is at this point. And Stacy Malkin is a co-founder and managing editor of the U.S. Rights to Know, a nonprofit public health research group investigating corporate wrongdoings. Man, what a lot of jobs they have. They probably don't have enough money and time for all of that. That's all they do is wrongdoing. When they do something right, it's like shocking to us, isn't it? And she also has a book I want to right up front talk about that I think is very important, not just the pretty face, the ugly side of the beauty industry. And to give you a little history on that. So a gentleman that helps me edit some of my books, I've written 32 books and two more to come out this year, actually was editing a book with a guy that you probably know, Stacy, called Dr. Epstein. He was at that point the top toxicologist on the planet Earth, University of Chicago, and it was called Toxic Beauty, their book. And he said he was so angry. And he said, you've got to read this book. Let me know your opinion. I'm so angry. I said, yeah, give me 3 weeks. I read it three times in one weekend. I was more angry than him. I really, after that, thought there must be an international conspiracy to kill women. And we'll talk about that. And why did she create a nonprofit to expose this insanity? Because what they put into these cosmetics have nothing to do with beauty. It has to do with death, dying, and disease. And I'm telling you, even ones they call natural. So be very, very cautious. So welcome. How are you doing there?
Thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be here, and I'm doing great. And thank you for your work. I'm really excited to have this conversation.
Well, tell me why you got into this. Were you using a lot of makeup at one point, or what happened?
I did. I was obsessed with makeup when I was a teenager, and I thought, you know, it could really, like, transform who I was. I spent hours in you know, at the beauty aisle at the CVS just searching for that perfect product that would make me feel whole. But then later, I was shocked to discover I had the good fortune to work with environmental health scientists, doctors, and nurses who were looking at trying to explain to people how chemicals in the environment are harming our health. And we decided to look at cosmetics as a source, a potential source. We really didn't know at that time, this was almost 20 years ago, you know, what was in cosmetic products we were putting on our bodies. So we did a huge research project that eventually became the Campaign for Safe Cosmetics. And we tested hundreds of products at labs to find ingredients that were in them that were toxic and not listed on the label. And also it helped create a huge database of chemicals and cosmetics so people could search themselves. And so for the first time, we had this massive amount of data about what was in these products we put on our bodies, on our babies, you know, every day. And it turns out a lot of them contain chemicals linked to cancer, birth defects, a whole host of other health problems. And also we found out and were surprised that most of the products were the same, whether they were the cheap drugstore brands all the way up to the high-end expensive.
That
it was the same formulas, and they were like 50 years old.
And so one brand is $100, the other is $10, and it's the same garbage.
So
the carcinogens, the same nasty ingredients, exactly.
Yeah. So, Stacey, you mentioned some of the ingredients for our listener that actually is in there, because I think it's shocking for most people. They think they look good, they smell good, they must be good.
Right. Well, one of the most more disturbing things we found were formaldehyde ingredients in baby bath products, baby shampoos.
Right.
And these were not listed formaldehyde. Now, we know formaldehyde is a known human carcinogen, right? These studies are on like large exposures, but nobody was studying what is the impact of a small small daily exposures, you know, to babies in a bathtub. But we found these chemicals in many leading brands, and they were listed under different names, like DMDM Hydantoin or Quaternium 15. But those are, the companies knew that these chemicals release formaldehyde to preserve products. So it wasn't a surprise to the companies, but it was a surprise to the consumers.
Exactly.
Let's take a moment to describe to the listeners what you've just said. I mean, this is shocking, but let's really look at this deeply. So formaldehyde, you may remember from back in high school or college, if you were into biology, graduate school. And that's what we preserve bodies in. So how it is preserved is no life can live in formaldehyde. So it completely kills all bacteria, anything that would degrade that flesh, that animal that you put in formaldehyde, that human body that you put in formaldehyde. In part, when people die, that's part of what they put into you, so that you look good at the funeral. Number two, it mutates the cells, so it creates a shield. So this is one of the most egregious, best-known of all cancer-causing carcinogens, that means, cancer-causing elements that man manufactured. And what you're saying is the vast majority across the socioeconomic sphere of common cosmetics were using formaldehyde. What percentage do you think?
Well, many of them did, and that's a good question because some of them did clean up their act. But it took, and I think this is an important part of the story, and I'll just, if I can name names, am I allowed to name names on your show?
Sure, yeah.
So we found this at Johnson's Baby Shampoo, both formaldehyde and also another carcinogen called 1,4-dioxane, which was a contaminant in the products. Now, they have since reformulated, but it took years of sustained effort from consumer groups, health groups, nursing associations. We had meetings with the company for 2 years, and they said, it's fine. This is what they say to all of your good points about how alarming this chemical is. But they say, well, it's just low doses, and you can't prove that that causes harm.
And this is, let's stop for a minute. This is a Johnson & Johnson company that get the family on. It's a family-owned company, and say how they care for human beings. This is the same people.
Yes, the shampoo that's given to many mothers in hospitals, you know, at this most, after their babies are born, at the most emotional moments of their lives, here's a doctor giving you this product. You obviously think it's safe, and yet it had these ingredients.
And so many babies have cancer now. And there's many reasons, but this definitely is one of the things that mom probably used during pregnancy. And you know, the skin is the largest elimination organ. It also absorbs everything.
See, the organizations, the organizations you were working with, they were probably nonprofit and not heavily funded. And even with the small amount of budget that you had and probably small amount of a workforce, you were unveiling things and going to the giants and saying, why do you have these deadly chemicals in? And you made an impact. That just shows you how important it is to stand. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. And it really, and to Anna Maria's point, it's these chemicals are adding up. So like a little bit on the baby's head every day is certainly something that's not necessary. It's absolutely not necessary. It's an easy risk to just remove. And so the way we finally got them to change, Johnson & Johnson, after 2 years of meetings that went nowhere, this is an example of how nonprofits can do a lot with a little bit of money. But we went and bought samples of Johnson's baby shampoo in 13 countries around the world, and we were able to show that they were not using formaldehyde preservatives in some countries, but they were in the U.S., Canada, right. They had better laws. That's exactly right. And so it was really within the hour of when a reporter, and the media is an important piece for reporters to cover this, but when a reporter contacted Johnson & Johnson with the news that we were putting out a report about this, they pretty immediately said they were reformulating their products around the world to remove formaldehyde. So finally, that's good. That's great. I think we did save a lot of unnecessary exposures to carcinogens. And it shouldn't be so hard.
Don't be so polite. Don't be so polite.
Thank you for doing that.
When people do heroic things, they did heroic. So let's give her a big hand here in the studio.
Thank you.
But, you know, most people roll over. Everyone I know, not everyone, but a high percentage of who I know. Oh, well, it's too big to fight. It's always been this way. What do you say to those people listening today?
We can do so much with very little. It's for people who stand up and talk and just demand from these companies to do what's right and make it visible so that people can see. And I think, you know, while we can say it was a small group of us, there was also, that's part of a huge movement, a global movement, really, of consumers and people who are saying, we don't want to put carcinogens on our baby's head.
Oh.
We're paying attention to this stuff. Mm-hmm. So I do think, and thanks to shows like yours, and you've educated people for so many years about how we can take our health into our own hands, choose products that really can make a dramatic positive difference in our lives if we get rid of the toxic chemicals, the stuff we don't need, the food with pesticides and ultra-processed foods, et cetera.
If you and I do not consume those, Anna Maria and I have not consumed anything but organic products, shampoos, cosmetics, as well as food for 50 years, for 54 years and 52 years, prospectively. So anyone can. But the problem is, it's become an elitist thing. So we happen to have the socioeconomics we can do it. But a lot of people listening today, and certainly a lot of people in each of our communities out there, this is prohibitive economically. And that's the problem.
It can be. Although one of the first things that I realized when I looked at my own, as I said, admittedly obsessive, unconscious use of a bunch of toxic products as a teen, was I first went to, I don't need most of this stuff. Like I stopped dyeing my hair, processing my hair, buying, you know, companies just want to make us think we need to buy a different lotion for every part of our body, a different cleaning product for every room in the house. Like we just don't need most of this crap.
They teach you to consume. That's what capitalism is. And I'm a big fan of capitalism, but we've got to learn to do it in moderation. So when we come back, we're going to talk about your book, not just a pretty face, but you have a pretty face. So I hope your picture's not on that cover.
That's not me.
So when we come right back, we'll be talking to you about your exploration and success in helping the world be a better place for all of us to live. We'll be right back.
How are you feeling? Wellness awaits you right here in West Palm Beach. Hippocrates Wellness Institute has been transforming lives for over 50 years. Located on 60 lush acres, the Hippocrates Wellness Institute can reverse chronic disease, help you lose weight, increase your longevity and immunity. Call for your consultation and tour today, 561-471-8876. That's 561-471-8876 for Hippocrates Wellness Institute. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian
and Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness. And we're here with Stacey Malcolm, who's really helping to make the world a better place. And so, Stacey, what else are you doing? What else is your biggest interest right now? I see, you know, you're in magazines, you're in New York Times, you're doing a lot of things. So tell us.
They don't take any slouches in the New York Times.
No, tell us more about that.
Well, thank you so much, both of you. I am working now for a nonprofit called U.S. Right to Know, and we investigate what the food industry is up to and the pesticide industry. So we do a lot of work documenting for people what's in our food and also how companies work behind the scenes to, in lots of different ways, to keep unhealthy, harmful products on the market.
Yeah.
So just as an example, ultra-processed foods, we just did a series of fact sheets, and there's a lot of science, hundreds of studies showing the serious harmful effects of ultra processed foods that have become such a huge part of our diets, and especially for kids. Yeah. So cancers, dementia, heart problems, lots of depression, anxiety. We also did a fact sheet about how these foods are manufactured to be addictive.
Yeah, so, well, that's for sure. That's the work I learned about
that. Yeah, so we overeat. Everybody overeating.
I learned about that, ironically, from the former head of the Food and Drug Administration, Dr. Kessler. When he said that to me, it was like a surrealistic experience. So I didn't much like this fellow before that. But now his whole job is, after being in that disgusting organization, is to expose what's going on. And here's something I want to say. And Anna Maria's current presentation she's making next week on The Real Truth About Health, she writes about something that stunned us. 3 months ago, we looked at the Senate hearings. And every once in a while, if you listen astutely, you'll find some incredible information. Then we read about it. That in this country, the United States alone, now this happens worldwide in the developed world, last year they spent $9 billion selling you highly processed, chemicalized, disease-causing food. But out of that, $2 billion were targeted for our kids, our babies. And as you pointed out, besides putting shampoo on their head from a company that says it's family-oriented and loving and Christian, it basically is putting food into that baby. So the number one killer of our infants today is cancer. And here's what we do know from that Senate hearing, that there are places like the province of Quebec in Canada that has outlawed targeting ads of junk food to children, and they already have data and statistics to show the disease rates have plummeted.
Many European countries too. Yep.
Like Sweden, Anna's country is one of them. Plummeted versus next door where they don't do that. So we have data. We have statistics. We're saving lives by not letting people poison. Now, the last thing, I'm going to throw you a ball. I have very few heroes in the world, but one of them is a guy called Smith. You probably know him. He single-handedly let the world know about genetic modification. And when I talked to Jeffrey Smith, he's an extraordinary human being. He basically said to me, genetic modification of food was horrible, but CRISP, C-R-I-S-P, is a lot worse. Tell the audience what that is and why it's worse.
Well, yeah, GMOs. Jeffrey and I met back in more than 10 years ago when we tried to label GMOs in California and saw what really slick, horrible Monsanto-led ad campaigns can do. I want to answer your question, and I want to just say first, though, that these companies, I see this as a positive sign, so I do want to share some hope with the audience, and I also want people to keep in mind that these junk food companies and also the pesticide companies, they spend enormous amounts of money on marketing, on fake science, on buying up, this was just in the Washington Post yesterday, influencers on TikTok and whatever to talk about how we don't need to diet, it's fine to eat these comfort foods. All these sneaky ways that they are just shoveling on us this messaging about how we need their crap products or how they're fine. So I see, they do see that as a sign of vulnerability, like they literally can't exist without all kinds of sneaky tactics to fool the public and capture the regulators and all that business, because the laws do work in other countries to put warning labels on junk food, to curb marketing to kids, like you said. So I think there's much more.
What is it about the American mentality that we allow us to hurt citizens in our country? Where you had the one of the interviews we had today was with a renowned doctor who's taught at the top Ivy League school in America, medical school, for 25 years. And he basically said this country, if you look per capita, have 1.5 million more deaths from this type of activity than the other developed countries. So we are killing people for the profits of corporations. So the work you're doing is not only important, it should be mandated and paid for by government tax dollars.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, thank you. I totally agree. And I think that's a wonderful question. What is it about the American public? I think our minds are colonized. Sure. But may we uncolonize them and break and realize our power. And to your question about the new GMOs, this is also super important for people to understand, because there is a CRISPR, or basically gene editing, it's often called. which is a new technique by which scientists can basically manipulate DNA almost like on a computer, just snipping out certain codes as if like a scientist in a lab is going to do better than billions of years of evolution, right?
Exactly.
Let's just re-engineer everything to fit into a harmful industrial food system. That's the key point, because a technology could be, maybe these technologies could be useful, but it's how they're used and for what purposes. And they're just trying to basically uber industrialize the chemical industrial ultra processed food chain. And so one way that CRISPR is being used is gene editing. Is this basically to take corn and soy and turn it into food-like products by genetically engineering algae and bacteria to like taste like or smell like or have texture like foods that we know, like the Impossible Burger.
Impossible. It's impossible to understand.
The burger with a 100 patents. I mean, it's just gross.
And didn't they spend something in Silicon Valley like $1 billion to create that burger? Is that so?
Oh, yeah. The venture capitalists are all excited about this, except for these fake food companies keep failing. They're like failing at an amazing rate because nobody actually bothered to ask consumers if they wanted to eat that crap.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it was an anti-meat move, which is a great thing, but what they were replacing it with is ad bad is not worse.
Right.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Yeah,
and you know, people think, well, eating healthy is very expensive, and it is the opposite, because what you're gonna save in dental care, in hospital care, in future prevention, I mean, you can't even...
Suffering,
and the pain, and the whole thing that people are going to get.
It's an unreasonable way that we live, and we try to make reason out of it. And I think we've so estranged ourselves from our primal ancestors, the tribal ancestors, who I'm positive now, I'm writing books about this, we're much more conscious than we are, much more evolved emotionally and spiritually than we are. They had support. They had one another. They knew basic things. They had common sense. They lived off the earth. Most people here in this country, in the developed world, if the grocery stores close tomorrow, they probably starve to death within a week or two. It's like stunning to me what they've done to manipulate our minds. And it's led by the very people that we vote into office. I mean, one of the presentations I'm making for The Real Truth About Health is MIT is unbelievable, that they unveiled something in 2019 where they looked at the most important web pages on social media, looked at by 80% of the most important group of Americans. And they found out of the 20 websites that they look at, 80% of the largest group of Americans, that 19 were controlled and owned by the Russians. Mm. And they are literally now forming for religious people ideology that they want to tailor and control. And it's working. If you watch what's happening today in the United States, you actually see people voting against their own good. And now we know why. Right next to that, I put a presentation made by Putin's best buddy. Putin's best buddy fled the KGB in Russia back in 1979-80, and they interviewed him. And he very clearly articulated in perfect English that, by the way, you're worried that we do espionage. We only spend 15% of espionage in our budget. 85% is propaganda. And what we do is we get publics in countries like the United States to basically believe things that are unreasonable. So I'm sure the same tactics being used by these evil people are being used by the food industry. How much do you know about that?
Well, we do study the food industry quite a lot, and they're using many, many tactics to manipulate. And I will tell you who I'm more worried about than Putin. It's the tech companies.
Yeah.
Because what people see on Google is in part being controlled by Google and by companies who pay Google to. So there's really a need. And you said about Americans, like, not if we can't shop at the grocery store, what are we going to do?
Mm-hmm.
That's a question I think we need to figure out, because we're not going to always be able to depend on the grocery stores. Our food system is extremely fragile, homogenized. Most of the food land in the U.S. is being devoted to growing corn and soy, not for people to
raise
people,
animals
to
that
feed,
kill you.
To raise animals or biofuels for cars or the ultra-processed food factories that are making us sick. So we need to really start to think about how to shift resources to building local, resilient food economy so that we can feed ourselves healthy foods.
Well, I'm with you. So yeah, tell them how
absolutely.
They get a hold of you and these organizations that you are diligently and correctly working with.
Oh, thank you so much. So U.S. Right to Know, you can find us at usrtk.org. USRTK.org, and we have tons of great resources, science fact sheets about chemicals in food, and also reporting about how companies do disinformation campaigns and manipulation campaigns. I think it's really important to take those hidden aspects of the power structure and make them visible to people.
And I'm sure people out there that do read this all over the world, maybe they want to participate. Do you have ways that they can help this cause?
So yes, we two things. We have a wonderful weekly free newsletter. So please sign up for our newsletter at usrtk.org. And we also accept tax deductible donations, and we really depend on our supporters and donors. So thank you to all our supporters. And I want to also mention that you can find information about the work that we did on cosmetics at safecosmetics.org.
Well, Stacey Malkin, you're a hero as far as I'm concerned.
Yes, you are.
Congratulations. And all of you listening around the world, let's hope this was so provocative you're going to get off your butt and do something about it. And not get angry and not get upset and not get ulcers, but do something. Say, no, I'm not going to buy the junk. As attractive, as an addictive as you are, don't buy it. Don't buy into this unbelievable conspiracy of the human heart and soul and the death of the human body. God bless you, Stacey. Be well. Till
Thank
next
you.
Week.
Thanks for listening to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org.